Hey there, and welcome to the Tuesday Morning Show, where some of ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products and everything else. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and I'm joined in our brand new radio studios by Joe Haley, managing editor of ASI's magazines and host of The Joe Show. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Andy, thanks for having me. You're sitting there in the captain's seat, check you out.
Yeah, I'm doing what I can do today. We also have Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages, who is most happy not to be in the studio alone today. And
yes,
just got her hair dyed, I heard.
Yes, I did. How does it look? It
looks pretty good.
Good.
Not bad.
Great.
Make sure you get on the webcam so everybody else can see it.
All right.
And we have Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, on the phone today from the Incentive Marketing Association show in Boston. Melinda, what's going on in Beantown?
Hey, guys. There's lots happening here in Boston. It's a nice day.
Cool.
Woo-hoo.
And we have a special guest joining us in the studio today, Nicole Rollander, editor of Wearables and Stitches magazines, who also happens to be pregnant. Nicole, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling so good that I could just run around the ceiling or something.
Wow, can we see that?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Unfortunately, Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resource, won't be here today, as she called me this morning saying her eye was glued shut from a sty that she's been fighting. So, all the best, Michelle.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, well, we got to tell everybody where everybody is.
I think she wants to patch. She wants to look like a pirate.
That would be cool.
Arr.
Patch would fit her well. Our phone lines are now open, so please give us a call at 215-953-4979 to share your thoughts on the ad specialty market. Joe, let's get this started with a little rundown of what we're talking about today.
You got it, Andy. They grew up on video games, have a sense of entitlement, and are entering the workforce. But what motivates Generation Y? Hey, we're 2 weeks away from the Beijing Olympics, but where are all the Olympic-logoed products? We're also going to look at the state of supplier catalogs. Can paper catalogs keep up with the rapidly changing prices? Politics, politics, politics. Who's selling more logoed products, Obama or McCain? I think Kathy has something to say about that. All this, and Andy Cohen's going to bring us the industry news in 60 seconds or less.
All right, thanks, Joe. Well, now let's take a quick break for a message from our sponsor, MediaTree.
Customizing your cell phone is the coolest new way to reach out to young customers, and MediaTree is your only source for new MyTego cell phone design skins. With the MyTego gift card, users can go online and design a one-of-a-kind cell phone skin that is delivered to their door in days. To learn more about this great new product, visit us online at distributor.mediatreegroup.com or call us at 1-800-475-8703.
Welcome back, everybody. It sure is good to be back here in our home studio, isn't it, Joe, rather than in your hotel room in Chicago.
It absolutely was. That was something out of bizarro world with Andy on the floor, me sitting on a nightstand, Melinda sitting on the bed, but we got through it.
We needed the webcam there, didn't we?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank God it wasn't there.
Go ahead, Andy. Let's hear the news.
All right. Thanks, Joe. The Massachusetts state government has done an about-face with its pending pharmaceutical marketing bill. The legislation, which aims to cut healthcare costs for consumers, had passed through the state Senate with a gift ban measure as part of the bill. However, the Massachusetts House just revised that bill to remove any language about gift bans and instead suggests that all pharmaceutical companies selling products in the state have to agree to the new voluntary code from the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association. That code states that companies shouldn't give any logoed items to doctors beginning January 1st of 2009, but the removal of the measure as a law now gives some promotional products leeway to marketers in the state. The bill will now be debated again in the Senate and is expected to be sent to the governor of Massachusetts within the next few weeks. Motivators, Inc., a distributor in New York, just became one of the few distributors to embrace online video as part of its mainstream marketing methods. The company launched its own online video portal at motivators.tv and will be providing regular updates of educational and promotional videos along with a library of product demos. Plus, in Promogram later today, we have a video recap of the ASI show in Chicago, which was a boatload of fun, huh, Joe?
Absolutely. Don't forget to check out Hanging with Joe and Melinda at the gala. We got 13 great dancers, and we want you to vote on your favorite.
That's right. We have a contest, so please do vote when you see that in Promogram later today. And we're reporting on an exclusive deal that one distributor has for the Olympics coming up in a couple weeks, as well as a report from this week's Incentive Marketing Association conference in Boston. And now for our first topic of discussion, we're going to bring Melinda back in, our Boston correspondent for the day, about how companies are motivating and hiring Generation Y employees. Melinda, what are you hearing there?
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Boston correspondent.
That's you.
You know what? I just attended a really fascinating workshop, actually, on motivating the Nintendo generation, which is also known as Generation Y. The speakers, and I know Joe's going to make fun of this, but I think it's pretty accurate. The speakers said that members of this generation, you know, they grew up on Nintendo and these games that literally encouraged them through each game by giving them these little congratulatory beeps literally every second. And because of that, they really crave and expect affirmation and recognition every moment on the job.
Every second of
every
the
minute,
day?
Every
they,
minute?
Literally every moment. They want pats on the back like
so
throughout
does Joe.
The day. And the thing is, so, you know, they're not going to wait for this 10-year watch to get recognized. If you're not recognizing them every day, you know, they're going to leave. And so that
every
was
day?
The topic. Yeah, every day.
So they need, like, little crowns and, you know, banners above their desks and stuff like that?
Anything. You know, anything from thank yous to little spontaneous rewards. And actually, this is good news for the, you know, for distributors who are selling incentives because they're going to want to, you know, convince HR reps to motivate these people by buying lots and lots of spontaneous rewards to just give out, you know, whenever they're caught doing something really good.
And how often does that happen?
What, that they're caught doing something good?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on the employee,
really
I guess.
Serious.
It depends on the employee, but, you know, and it's not to say that they should get a gift every time they do something good, but, you know, occasional spontaneous rewards mixed in with, you know, just lots of positive reinforcement, even just, hey, thanks, great job today.
But who determines that? Is that the employee?
It's
when
up
the employee
to the manager. Yeah, and I mean, one of the reasons these people, the biggest reasons these people leave their jobs is because of the relationship with their manager. And if they're not getting enough positive feedback, they're gone.
So it has nothing to do with salary?
Salary was not mentioned at all.
Okay, so it's just this recognition because they grew up playing video games and they expect to be recognized over and over again.
Hey, they're wired differently than, you know, baby boomers. So that's what you're dealing with.
It's not that they expect to get the recognition. It's that you probably would get more out of them if you give them the
recognition. I think you get a lot out of them, actually. I think they're used to working really hard. They have to be overachievers in school to get into good colleges and all that. Then once they get out, they work like crazy for you. That's what I've noticed with the 20-somethings in our department.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying. It's not all bad. Yes, you know, you have to recognize them and do a lot of that kind of thing. But on the other hand, they're really willing to put in the extra mile for you. And they're highly creative. So, you know, there's good news in this group as well.
Do they have a sense of entitlement as well? It seems
absolutely.
Like, okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's, I think, why they crave, you know, I mean, maybe rather than a sense of entitlement, I'd say they're used to instant gratification.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Lots of rewards.
Yeah, exactly.
Melinda, what about in a job market like now when, you know, it's a little bit tighter and it's more of, you know, salespeople and employees looking for jobs probably longer than they were previously. Do you still need to cater to the market?
I believe so. I mean, that's a temporary thing. I mean, if you look at the numbers, you know, they pointed out in the workshop that by 2016, which is not that far away, there's, you know, expected to be a shortfall of 30 million workers. And that's, of course, because all the baby boomers are going to be retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but the cost to replace an average worker is high. How much do you guys think it is to replace one lost worker?
35,000.
50,000.
Wait, to replace
okay, it's
the
not
worker?
That.
$5 million.
The cost to replace a lost 5, worker is $13,295. Okay, but then if you, the Aberdeen Group recently did a study on this, and they said, you know, take an average retention rate of a company, let's say 15%. Okay, so if you look at that, and times the time, you know, multiply it times 13,295, you get a huge amount of lost, you know, lost revenue every year replacing all these people.
Now, does this put Gen Y in the driver's seat?
Well, I mean, certainly, I think.
Are you upset by that?
No, I'm not upset like that.
I think they just need to be managed differently. If you're a smart manager, you're going to provide this kind of recognition, and then you've got a great employee that you can hold on to for a long time.
So how do you balance that with the Gen X that's in your workforce and with, you know, the baby boomers that are still in your workforce?
That's a good point.
Well, I really think, you know, you've got to get adept at motivating the different generations. I mean, Gen X, which I'm a member of, I know their big thing is craving work-life balance. And a lot of companies have a lot of great work-life balance programs in place for them. But I think you really need to offer multiple things. And certainly, I mean, you've got three generations in the workforce. You've got to figure out how to motivate all three.
We hear you.
Melinda, what kind of products were they recommending to give as rewards?
I think high tech is the big thing. Yeah, high tech. And then, I mean, for spontaneous rewards, obviously you can't, you know, you're not going to be giving out expensive items to this group all the time, especially on such a regular, you know, regular intervals. But, you know, things like music download cards and, you know, inexpensive items that are still kind of tech savvy would be good too.
Right.
All right. Well, it is certainly a topic we could probably talk about for the whole show, but we're going to take a break right now for a message from our sponsor, Custom HBC.
From lip balm to foot cream and everything in between, Custom HBC has you covered. The leading manufacturer of custom imprinted health and beauty products. Look to Custom HBC to help design a custom promotion that works for you. Call 1-800-442-9881 or visit them at customhbc.com.
Welcome back. A reminder that our phone lines are open. Please give us a call. We want to hear your thoughts. Give us a call at 215-953-4979. Now we're going to turn to Olympic merchandise. Joe, the Olympics are starting in a couple of weeks, and there's certainly a lot of promotional products out there that are tied to Olympic sponsors and Olympic marketing efforts. What are you seeing?
Well, you know, Andy, we're having a discussion the other day, and we're saying that we don't see a lot here, but obviously there is a lot going on. One thing that we saw picked up off the internet is that the Catholic churches over in China are giving out over 100,000 logoed New Testament Bibles. They will actually have the Beijing Olympic logo on there. And they're also catering to all the visitors from the various countries that are coming. And they're having masses in a variety of different languages. And this Bible is going to be printed in Chinese and English. But we have one person in our industry, the Tangle Man, who's got an exclusive deal. And we have some of his products in front of us here that he will be selling at
the Olympics. Give me a second on that. I think we have somebody on the line who is doing some Olympic stuff. So we're going to take a call from Doreen on line one.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Doreen.
Hi, Doreen.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Now, Doreen, I understand you're doing a program that's tied to the Olympics. Can you give us a little bit of background on that?
Yes. We are licensed, and we created the official U.S. Olympic team rings. And they're a set of wristbands. You know, I've heard this many times in our industry, you know, God, if we can just create the next, you know, Lance Armstrong piece. And so that became our objective, to create something new and very fashion forward and trendy. So we have a set of three red, white, and blue wristbands, and they say dream, believe, achieve in Chinese, in Greek, and English. And they're bound by a stainless steel clasp with the Olympic logo and the Beijing date on the back. And we designed an entire, you know, promotion package and marketing. We have an in-house agency with our at Bosnobile. So we have a card that says pick up the torch and support the team. And $1 of every purchase goes directly to the athletes to help them, you know, fund the travel and the training and the rehabilitation of the Olympics and the Paralympics.
Now, how are you finding sales of Olympic merchandise?
You know, it's interesting because we've been working on this for a long time, and you know, prior to the games getting heated up and all the NBC coverage, it was, you know, interesting. I think with all the politics surrounding the games, you know, that was not encouraging for some purchasers, like, you know, some of the corporate sponsors. But now that the games are really close, sales are going, you know, going very fast and furious, which is good.
Gotcha. Well, thanks for calling in, Doreen, and sharing your story.
Yes, and I think you guys are putting up usolympiccollection.org, which is the website where somebody can purchase the rings and show their support for Team USA, and we appreciate that very much.
All right, thanks
a lot. Thank you, Doreen.
Thanks. Bye.
Now, Joe, what kind of other products do you think are good tied into the Olympics right now?
Well, you know, Olympics are big for the pin trading. No matter what Olympic you go to, people come with their lapel pins, Clusen A pins and stuff, and they're trading for the different events, different countries and such. But in our industry, like I was saying earlier, the Tangle Man has got an exclusive deal. He's done over a million products total. Yeah, and I have a few of them here in the studio that we're looking at. There's a little, he calls it the Art of Infinity, which is a gold tangle that has the Olympic logo on it, very nicely done. And there's some miniature characters, and I'm going to tell you the mascots' names, and hopefully I get them right. There's Jing Jing, Baby, Han Han, Ying Ying, and Nini. And these are little characters, and they got a little split key ring on the end of them. I guess you can put them on a cell phone, on a keychain, whatever you would like to do with them.
Okay, but the real question, guys, is if you had to be in the next Summer Olympics, what event would you be in?
Gymnastics.
Well, I was just going to say, rhythmic gymnastics. You should sign me up right now. Have you guys seen that?
Rhythmic gymnastics?
Yes. And
have you seen that? They throw balls up in the air and wave streamers.
Yes,
I totally can do that.
But
I'm going to start practicing now.
Joe and Andy want to do synchronized swimming.
Synchronized swimming, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be pretty good, actually.
I don't know that I've ever seen Joe swim.
Oh, well,
I don't know if anyone has.
It
floats with a beer.
That's right. That's about how I swim like this. I swim as well as Kathy runs.
Anyway, you guys can watch me. I'm taking off the time now. 4 years, rhythmic gymnastics.
All right, let me make a note of
that. Do they have weightlifting?
Hold on. They do have weightlifting.
Ooh, but not for pregnant women.
Damn. Well, in 4 years, I won't be pregnant.
That would be a good thing.
Okay.
You never know.
Kathy,
you might
know
be
You might be on number four.
And here's a little known fact that Andy Cohn was once a nationally ranked squash player.
I believe it was
seventh in the nation.
It's true. Yeah.
And what was his nickname? Does anyone know?
Except that's
nickname?
Not a sport.
The squashinator.
Little squashy.
The squasher.
Andy, what was your nickname?
You'll have to say.
Spike.
Yeah, that's
Spike.
Right.
Spike.
Because of that spiky
on,
hair
Andy
that he
Cohn
has.
We refer to Spike.
Yeah, well, when he used to have hair.
Spike Cohen.
I like that better than Andy.
That's actually what it was.
You don't have hair.
Spike Cohen.
There you go.
Nice.
Woo.
All right, well, moving away from Melinda's dream of doing rhythmic gymnastics in the Olympics.
Our nightmare.
I'm there.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm
we can't wait to watch that. Our next topic is about supplier catalogs. We had a panel discussion at last week's ASI show, and it centered around pricing and the quick fluctuations that suppliers are facing as far as their pricing is going these days. And one of the ramifications of that is that they're looking at different ways to release catalogs and various types of strategies that they're taking so that they're not tied into one price for the year. So it's interesting to see that suppliers are taking an approach that could have an effect on the market as far as their own catalogs are concerned. Joe, what's your feeling on this?
You know, I think it's a difficult thing with prices rising so fast for suppliers to keep up. And a lot of times it's not the distributors, it's the clients that are going to lock in on that price in the catalog. And they're saying, I bought this pen for 75 cents last year, and now you want to sell it for 79 cents. And they will dicker over prices like that. You know, it looks like a small increase to us, mm-hmm. but for the end user, it's not. How do you keep up? I don't know. I mean, there's lots of ways. One of the things that the panelists and the people in the audience discussed was actually having priceless catalogs and sending out a quarterly price list that all the distributors would then insert into their catalog. That way they can deal with the fluctuating prices.
Mm-hmm. You know, there was also some talk at that session about eliminating prices altogether in catalogs and just having it online. And I think the thought in the room was that distributors just aren't ready for that. What do you guys think?
Well, I think that there are some that would balk because they present their own catalogs to their own customers. So they have to put pricing in there. And, you know, they can't, you know, if we called Land's End and saw a product in their catalog for $25 and then they said, well, now it's $27.50, you wouldn't take it as a consumer.
No, you know, it's difficult for the suppliers, too, because it's pretty inexpensive to print a catalog as opposed to, I had suggested to one of the suppliers on the panel after the discussion, why not put it on something like a USB stick and you can give all those mm-hmm. sticks out to people and then you could change the price when you want. They can just log into a website and download new prices. But one thing there was the cost factor there, you know, the cost of printing 200,000 catalogs versus doing those USB sticks.
Well, and some people think that some distributors just aren't tech savvy enough yet. I mean, if you look at how purchase orders are currently being placed in the industry, 70% are still submitted by fax. So maybe we're not the most high-tech industry out there.
Well,
we're not ready for advancements yet.
Maybe they need a little push out of the nest there, so to speak.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out because prices certainly aren't going lower for many products, and the changes are fast and furious. Moving on to our next topic, political merchandise. A couple weeks ago, we discussed the candidates, but now we want to look at some of the cool promotional products that are being used. Kathy, what are you seeing as far as some of the promo products out there on the political landscape?
Well, some of the cool new products include an Obama action figure.
Of course, she mentioned Obama first.
Well, yeah, uh-huh. Let's
well, she's
just
an
say,
Obama mama.
And I know she has that in her room.
I have an Obama postcard hanging on my dresser, actually. Yes, I do. That says hope and change. But anyway, Obama merchandise actually is trouncing McCain merchandise in sales of logoed products.
Why have an election? We don't need an election. It's over. It's all over.
Well, the media you know,
Kath, is it because the products are cooler?
No, it's because people actually think Obama is cooler, I think.
Yes, but we already reported that McCain In our industry, McCain, at least in our industry, McCain's ahead.
That's right. But the funny thing is, despite the fact that small businesses in our industry feel McCain would be the better president for business reasons, an interesting twist is that providers of logoed products are making a mint on Obama items. Some of the cool products, as I said, include an Obama action figure, Obama sneakers, and now there are pajamas with the O logo called Ojamas. I'm going to buy a pair for you, Joe.
Ojamas? Thank you.
Ojamas.
Thank you. I tell you, if you buy them for me,
the O logo?
How much do the Ojamas cost?
I don't know.
You buy them for me, I'll wear them on the Joe show.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead,
buy him.
You're going to wear the Ojamas on the Joe show?
It's called irony, Andy.
No, you're going to wear them.
Yeah, I'll wear them.
I'm going to make you wear them.
Well, if she buys them, I'll wear them.
Do you have any McCain paraphernalia, Joe?
I just have buttons, right? I've picked up a lot of buttons at the trade shows. I do have a George Bush action figure right after, Mission accomplished.
When he made that
little bit of a blunder. I have one of those. So next week I'm going to bring him into the studio. We're going to set him right here to inspire everyone.
That's probably a really hot selling item right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it probably is. It's not. I haven't taken it out of the package.
Why don't you try and sell it on eBay?
I don't want to sell it.
I don't think anyone will buy it.
I talked to it in the morning.
Speaking of that, there's a collector's item right now that has Obama. I don't know if you guys heard about this. An Obama button, which also features Senator Larry Craig.
Mm.
Yeah, that was a mistake. That was a mistake. Okay. They were supposed to put the guy that's running for the Idaho, is it, Senate? But instead,
Illinois. I'm glad you know so much about your candidate.
I knew it was an I.
Okay, oh, wow, that's very good.
Instead, they put, no. I'm talking about Larry Craig's spot, he's giving up, he's Idaho. So see, Joe, you don't know everything.
Hey, guys, have you guys ever been to that store, White House Black Market? You ladies know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, what are you talking about? Shed some light on
it. It's a cool store.
That's right in my wallet.
Michelle Obama recently wore a dress from there, and I guess someone TV asked her where she got it, and she said, and I guess it's been selling like hotcakes at White House Black Market.
And it only costs like $150.
Do I what? Do I work there? Is that what you said?
No, and so you went there?
No, I was just strolling through, and I went in, and the woman told me about it.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I saw that dress. It's white and black.
Yes, yeah. Surprisingly
like
enough.
Everything else it was on in the store.
They don't have a maternity version, so
no,
well,
you're
going to have to wait till January.
Thanks.
Well, maybe sometime soon. You'll get some. All right, Nicole. Dark Knight, the big movie of the summer.
More
than $300 million in box office receipts. What are the promotional products and promos that that people are doing around the movie? Oh,
well, here's one that is directed at celebrities. Last month, singer John Mayer, he's got all those tattoos now, and he just shaved his head short.
Ooh, Jennifer Aniston's boyfriend.
Yes.
Wow, you're up on all the gossip, huh?
I read Star Magazine.
Is that what you're doing in Boston?
I'm catching up on my tabloid reading, absolutely. Oh, okay.
So he received a package from Gotham Novelties, Inc. that included a Joker playing card and a promotional shirt, both scrawled in red with the character's taglines. He wrote on his blog, "High five, marketing genius, but it's this kind of viral marketing that's really working, especially with celebrities, because they really spread the word and they start wearing the apparel and carrying the paraphernalia around."
All right, so has anybody seen Dark Knight?
I have not,
and I'm hoping to see it soon.
My kids did.
What did your kids say?
They said it was awesome. Oh, my mother and father did, too. My mother said it was very violent and the Joker was depraved and he should get an Oscar.
And Heath is hot.
He should get an Oscar because he's not with us anymore.
I know, that's sad.
But what's with the whole Batman thing? I mean, what's the appeal there? Yeah.
I used to watch that.
I've just never been into the whole comic book thing.
But a lot of people are.
Yeah, but remember, remember the show on TV, Melinda? With Batgirl and all that?
Yeah, I never watched it.
And Robin.
So what were you watching back in the day?
Back in the day, Happy Days and Brady Bunch.
But you're that old?
Not as old as you.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice.
Seriously, though, the idea of giving promotional products to celebrities to support, any kind of marketing campaign is a good one. I mean, in Successful Promotions magazine, we feature all the time, case studies in which, you put one product on a celebrity and all of a sudden everybody wants it. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Alternative Apparel recently did that. They give a lot
Courtney
of
Cox.
Yeah, and there were a lot of celebrities there. Bishop Barton, maybe I'm wrong, but they were all wearing the shirts and pictures were everywhere.
Yep, we'll have a picture in the next Successful Promotion of Courtney Cox in an American Apparel cap, and you know, you can bet that, that's a lot of great marketing for that company.
Sure.
So it's all about the celebrity. If you can get your product in a celebrity's hands, then all is good.
It's all about the celebrity.
And
you
the
can
degree.
Get a product in a celebrity's hands or on the Joe show. You are golden.
Well, that is in a celebrity's hands.
Yeah, like, Joe is a celebrity.
Like the O logo pajamas.
That's Absolutely. Right.
O-jamas.
Nice.
So maybe we can have the Joe-jamas.
Joe-jamas.
Joe-jamas. That's a great idea.
We should totally
We're
going
to do Joe-jamas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe-mama pajamas.
Have a whole line of logo create. JoJo apparel.
Yeah.
We're going to create some O-jamas.
Joe-jamas.
All right, Melinda, one more thing. The biggest mistake salespeople make on sales calls, I think you went to a session. What is the biggest mistake?
Well, besides forgetting to zip their fly, which I guess is something that happens now and then, the biggest mistake, and I think, you know, all salespeople are familiar with this, is not asking for the sale at the end of a presentation. Just, you know, spitting out your features and benefits and going home. That's by far the biggest mistake.
So, were there any really funny mistakes, Melinda?
The size of the fly thing?
Well, there was the fly. There's someone who gave a presentation to the wrong person, which I guess qualifies as a mistake.
Well, the person getting the presentation didn't realize that they shouldn't be getting it, obviously.
Well, I think the person was so gung-ho that the recipient was, you know, felt bad interrupting them.
That's funny.
But you certainly want to make sure that you're presenting to the right person, I guess.
One of my favorite stories comes from Dan Seinman, who's one of Kathy's columnists. And he says, two sales reps are going to a presentation, got there a little early on a hot summer day, so they decided to get Slurpees, or Ices, whatever you want to call them. Slushies, drinking them in their car prior to the presentation and, you know, going through the whole thing. And when they got there and they made the presentation, everyone was laughing and giggling throughout the whole thing. What they didn't realize is that they had big red teeth and lips and tongues, and the other one had green, so they said they looked like circus clowns.
That's right.
Wouldn't they see each other? You would think.
You would think. Maybe they were too nervous. They were
high on Slurpees.
I think you are, Andy.
Be sure to zip up and don't drink your Slurpee before your next sales presentation. That's the big lesson, I guess.
That's great advice.
Well, you can read all about it in Advantages Magazine.
Yeah.
Well,
for
that
Dan Seidman's column. The Funny Side of Sales, it's called appropriately.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect name.
Perfect.
Well, that is all we have for today. Remember to join us every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And make sure to join us next week to hear Michelle Bell call in from the Shack Show in California.
The Shack Show.
Love Shack.
When she'll just be rolling out of bed at 7:30 a.m.
Ouch.
See you then.
All right.